This is Health Matters reporting on disability issues. The disabled have a lot to deal with in life, including identity questions. For example, how is permanent impairment experienced by those with disabilities? How is it experienced by those who are not disabled?
People who have full use of all of their faculties perceive the disabled as unfortunate, the victims of something gone seriously wrong. But no one wants to be perceived as unfortunate. No one wants to be a victim. And how the disabled see themselves is crucial when it comes to how they manage their impairment. How society perceives and treats the disabled plays a large role in how well the disabled prosper. Creating a meaningful life when you have a disability requires courage and self-respect. It requires significant social and medical support.
According to the National Organization on Disability, there are 56 million disabled people in the United States. In fact, people with disabilities are the largest minority group in the country. Yet it is a minority group that remains under the radar.
Last week, a New York Times writer compared the identity issues of the disabled to those of other minority groups. The various pride movements dedicated to justice and to healing the damage caused by racism and sexism. There has been, and still is, significant work being done to raise consciousness about the disabled. But their rights and needs have not gained the public visibility of groups like Black Lives Matter or Gay Pride. According to the New York Times writer, the general public does not have a clear notion of what it means to be disabled.
And yet, nearly one in five people in the United States has a disability. A statistic that seems incredible at first. But when you consider that disability is an umbrella term for a wide variety of impairments, activity limitations, and participation restrictions, one in five begins to sound believable. The official definition of disability is a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities.
There are people in every community who have to use a wheelchair, a walker, or a cane, or have a prosthetic limb or a limp, or a hearing aid or a breathing device, or a service animal. There are people on medication for clinical depression or anxiety or some other psychiatric disability, such as behaving strangely or alarmingly because they have a mental issue that has not been treated. And there are learning disabilities and the various disabilities associated with aging.
Virtually all of us have experienced temporary disabilities, a sprained ankle, a head injury that forced us to lay low for a week. Even a severe cold or infection can disable us for a while. So most of us have had the experience, however brief, of what it means to be unable to continue with life as usual for a limited span of time. But once we've healed, we resume a full life and probably don't give much thought to those who can never experience life as we know it.
Nevertheless, the temporary experience of being incapacitated enables us to identify with the hardships of being disabled, at least more directly than a white suburban person can identify with an inner-city Black person constantly harassed by the police.
In 2003, the National Council on Disabilities released a report which documented that Native Americans with disabilities living in tribal lands are not receiving the services to which they are entitled. The report spelled out the reality that Native Americans with disabilities face two layers of discrimination when it comes to getting the help they need.
According to the report, Native Americans have the highest rate of disabilities in the country, an estimated 22% rate. They also have the lowest opportunity for access to culturally sensitive programs and services. The report specifically states that people from minority cultures who have disabilities have unique needs in addition to those experienced by other people with disabilities.
Among the unique needs cited were high poverty rates, school dropout rates, geographic isolation from state or local district rehabilitation services and healthcare, and limited employment options.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopla, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.